وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد،
dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا، واجعلنا من الذين يسمعون القول فيتبعون احسنه. الله سبحانه وتعالى give us the benefits of these classes and guide us for the truth all the time from Al-Quran Al-Azim and Sunnah Rasulullah. We are appointed today, inshallah ta'ala, to go for the ayat of fasting in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, to go from ayah 183 to ayah 185, inshallah ta'ala. It's going to be a big topic, inshallah, to ask a complicated topics about fasting will lead us, but let me give you introductions for that. Let we see exactly what the Prophet ﷺ said about Surah Al-Baqarah. We have a treasure in our, exactly in our hand. Treasure, we hold it. But we don't know the value of Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Al-Imran. Inshallah ta'ala. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhuma, he said, كان الرجل إذا حفظ البقرة وآل عمران كبر في عيوننا. The man, when he used to memorize the Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Al-Imran, he became very valuable in our sights. Very bad. The Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, the great scholar for the Ummah, he said, when someone amongst us used to memorize the Baqarah and Al Imran, both of them as Surah number 2, Surah number 3, he became valuable, honor amongst us. We have value, exactly, but subhanAllah, all of us who are busy in this dunya. Let me give you introduction before we go for the fasting in Surah Al-Baqarah. What is the value of Surah Al-Baqarah and Al Imran? I choose this hadith for you, inshallah ta'ala, for Sayyidina Abu Umama al-Bahli radiallahu anhu arda'ah. قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعا لأصحابه. اقرأوا الزهراوين البقرة وسورة آل عمران فإنهما تأتيان يوم القيامة كأنهما غمامتان أو كأنهما غيايتان أو كأنهما فرقان من طير صواف صواف تحاجان عن أصحابهما. اقرأوا سورة البقرة فإن أخذها بركة وتركها حسرة ولا تستطيعها البطلة. رواه الإمام الإمام مسلم حديث نمبر 804 إن شاء الله. Go ahead, إن شاء الله.
Protection and blessing in this life and the next. Abu Umama said he heard Allah's Messenger say, recite the Quran, for on the day of resurrection it will come as an intercessor for those who recite it.
So hold it. So number one, Iqra'ul Quran. Always attack or always attach your heart with Al Quran Al Azim. Make the Quran, have a daily word, daily to recite the Quran. Subhanallah. Attach your heart with the Quran. This is the month of the Quran is coming. Attach the Quran. Attach to the Quran, inshallah ta'ala. Why? Because in the day of the judgment, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make the Quran like, and the fasting like shafi'a, intercessor. He will make it like intercessor for you in the day of the judgment. Number two.
Recite the two bright ones, Al-Baqarah and Surah Al-Imran. For on the day of resurrection, there will come as two clouds or two shades or two flocks of birds in ranks, pleading, meaning arguing for those who recite them. Recite Surah Al-Baqarah, for to take recourse to it is a blessing and to give it up is a cause of grief. And the magicians cannot confront it.
Allahu Akbar. Ma Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have a kin's treasury between our hands, Surah Al-Baqarah wa Surah Al-Imran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Iqra'u here is mean hifz, wallahu a'lam. Some of the ulama said, to memorize or to recite it. But Allah ta'ala, of course, those who memorize Al-Baqarah wa Al-Imran, instead actually you recite exactly, read Sheikh Muhammad, the newspaper in the subway, open the Quran. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help me a lot. Exactly, most of the Quran I memorized it in the subway, when I used to come in the subway.
One hour to go, 1 hour to come, inshallah ta'ala, it's 2 hours a day, mashallah. Anyway, so the Prophet recommended us to recite the Surah Al-Baqarah and Al-Imran. Why? Number one, it will be like an intercession for you in the day of the judgment. Number two, it will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send over you غمامتان, like a two clouds or shade. To be under the shade of Allah, these two surah will protect you because the sun will be over the head. How many?
1 mile.
1 mile. Between you and the sun, how many years of light now? Could you imagine in the day of the judgment, the sun will be over the head. So when Allah shade you, or put you under the shade of Allah, under the arsh of Ar-Rahman, or to send shades or two clouds, it will be great, subhanAllah, wa la hawla ta'ala. People in the day of the judgment, they will sweat. And Allah will not permit the land to observe your sweat. So some people like exactly stay like in a swimming pool. People jump in order to breathe in the day of the judgment from your sweat. We ask Allah to save us, it's not easy. We ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala, ya Rabbi, by this blessing day, ya Allah, to protect us, inshallah ta'ala, by Al-Quran, and by your mercy, ya Allah, for anything, inshallah ta'ala. So that shade will be shade. Protect him, protection for you. And then after that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specified the Baqarah itself. Al-Baqarah has a great reward. Number one, a blessing. From Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a blessing. And number two, to give it up is a cause of grief. Whoever leave it, he will be in a state of grief. In the day of the judgment, he will be in regret about why I did not recite. Why I stay in front of the TV for 4 hours to finish two movie and bring the third movie. That's no problem, inshallah ta'ala. So Mustafa told us exactly all the TV is the shaitan because of the movie. Because what we see it in the movie and what we see it exactly in the TV, subhanAllah. And number two, exactly what protection from what? Al-Batala. Al-Batala, it means the magician. It will protect you from the magic. Some people actually suffering today, they come to me, read Surah Al-Baqarah, recite Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah ta'ala. Biiznillah ta'ala. This is the number one before we go in. To go for the ayatul siyam, inshallah ta'ala. Number two in the page, Surah Al-Baqarah 2183. Look what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala started the surah with what? The fasting in the ayah number 183. A'uzu billahi minash shaitan rajim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
Surah Al-Baqarah number 2 verse 183. For you have believed, decreed upon you is fasting, and it was decreed upon those before you that you may become righteous.
You don't get a French?
French.
Yeah, for Brother Ali.
Surat numéro 2, verset numéro 123. Ô les croyants, on vous a prescrit à Siyam, c'est-à-dire le jeûne du mois de Ramadan, comme on l'a prescrit à ceux d'avant vous, ainsi atteindrez-vous la piété.
Taïb. Allah started this ayah, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Address it to the believer. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala address al-khitab, the message for the believer. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. كتب عليكم الصيام. You have believed, decree upon you is fasting. سيدنا عبد الله بن مسعود, he said, when you hear in the Quran Allah speaking to you, يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you have believed, you must be happy. Because Allah said, Allah speaking to me, Allah address it to me, subhanallah, subhanallah. Focus. Focus with your hearing when Allah say, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, oh, you have believed. Focus, concentrate, because Allah is speaking to me. You should be happy. You should be happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala address it to you, inshaAllah ta'ala. I should happy. And then after that, this is the best honor calling from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When he speaks to the believer, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. When Allah addressed it to you and said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. It's the message for me. Allah is speaking to me. It's honor that Allah is speaking to you. He's coming actually for what? If this is something good, Allah addressed it because Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, it comes. Address it to exactly two things here. Could be good, or Allah warning you from exactly failing in exactly an evil act. If it's good, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah directed me to perform good. And if it's evil, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala warned me to fail in this haram, to fail in the ma'asiyah, to fail in the disobedience. So both of them are good. Because the one who warning you to avoid, to fail in the evil act, that's great for Allah warning us. Subhanallah. Now, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, decree upon you fasting. Some people look at this, it's very difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, it's very difficult. It's assignment. It is punishment. I'm going to fast for the whole month for 30 days from the morning in hot weather, whatever it is. I'm taking medication. They consider it like a punishment. But wallahi, it's not a punishment. Allah, it's exactly, it is a mercy from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah want to purify your soul. Tazkiyatun nafs. To purify your soul. Subhanallah ta'ala. Rafu'un lidarajat. Allah rise your degree when you're fasting, subhanallah. And then after that, more than that, subhanallah, istikmalun lit-taqwa, because the purpose in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he say, la'alla min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon, that you what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you what?
That you may become righteous.
That you may become righteous. Taqwa. And a taqwa in the meaning, everybody hear the word of taqwa, 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 taqwa. What is the meaning of taqwa? Al-ulama, they categorize it exactly in the three categories. An yuta' Allah fala yu'sa. Taqwa mean to obey Allah and he never disobey him. Number two, an yuthkar fala yunsa. Exactly to remember Allah and you never forget him. Taqwa also, an yushkar fala yakfur. Let not be otoned. Let not be otoned. Otoned. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala favor you have to be grateful of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did for you. Do not consider fasting is hard, because we have a debate with one of the disbeliever. Why don't be a Muslim? Why you don't be Muslim? See, your religion is very difficult. Your religion is very difficult. You want me actually to pray five times a day. We only go to the church one time only on Sunday. But you guys, you pray five times a day. Look at this. Look how the mentality. Number two, you want me actually to do what? To go and fast the whole month for 30 days. That's very hard. Exactly. You want me to spend my money to perform a hajj or to pay my zakah every time? You guys, you have to pay 2.5%, I heard, actually, to pay for the needy people. It's too much. Why I give my money to someone else? I work very hard for this money. But Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah provide us with the Islam. This is actually tazkiyatun nafs. Allah want to rise your degree. Allah won't prepare for you the Jannah in the day of the judgment. Millions of people going toward a gate, a special gate in the paradise. That's what call it Babu Siyam, the gate of fasting. The angel will stop them. Who are you? We are the one who fast Ramadan. Exactly said, Idkhuluha bisalam, go and enter it with peace, because you are preventing yourself in the month of Ramadan, from food, from drink, from anything you desire during the fasting period. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala prepared for you Babu Sa'imin, the gate of the fasting. We ask Allah to provide us to enter from this gate, inshaAllah ta'ala. So what I want to say exactly, to answer this guy, we don't consider it fasting in Ramadan like an assignment and hardship. We don't consider it like this, subhanAllah. But more than that, we told him, we do more than that. What is the benefits of the salah? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you feel hardship, when you're facing the kuffar, the disbeliever, what he used to call Bilal, arihna biha ya Bilal. Let us, we feel rest in the salah. Make iqamat al-salah, ya Bilal. We need to feel comfortable, ya Bilal. Because in the salah, subhanallah, you stand in between the hand of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. If, qala al-ulama, iza aratta an yukallimuka Allah, if you need that Allah to speak to you direct, read the Quran, because al-Quran kalamullah, he addressed it to you. وَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَن تُكَلِّمُ اللَّهِ, but even you, if you need to speak to your Lord, stand up for the salah. So everyone who needs to stand up for the salah, to speak to his Lord, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. You speak into Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah is so proud when you stand up to make the salah, inshaAllah ta'ala. طيب. We told them, we more than that. In the salah, we don't make only fard. We answer these people, we don't make only fard. Do you have idea you make in nafila more than the fard? Do you have idea? We pray in nafila more than the fard?
Yes.
Can I give you example? Nafila, that mean contribution. For example, sunnah ratiba, how many rak'ah day? Sunnah?
12.
Okay, 12, between 12 and 10 between the ulama. طيب. تحية المسجد, you enter the masjid, actually you make salute the masjid with 2 rak'ah, that's another counting. سنة الوضوء, when you make the wudu, you come and pray 2 rak'ah sunnah for wudu. Okay. سنة الضحى, after you pray the fajr, actually you stand up and you break 2 rak'ah to 8 rak'ah, سنة الضحى, it's exactly. قيام الليل, you stand up in the middle of the night and you make the witr and all this stuff, so you pray more than the fard, or the fard is more than the nafila. So we pray more than exactly. So when the Ka'b, Salama ibn al-Ka'b al-Aslami, Ibn Ka'b al-Aslami, he said, Kuntu radif al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was with the Prophet to give him his need, to help him in his wudu, and I slept in his house. Then after that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me, Salni ya Rabi'a, Rabi'a ibn Ka'b. Ask me anything you wanted. Look at Rabi'a. Rabi'a day, could ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me camels, give me cow, give me land. Actually, what did he say? قَالَ أَنْ أَكُونَ رَفِيقَكَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, to be with you, same neighbor in the paradise. Look how he asked. Same neighbor with you, Rasulullah. قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَوَغَيْرَ ذَلِكَ, is there anything else? He need to see Rabi'a. He looking for something in this dunya, in this world or not. He said, ذَلِكَ هُوَ, that is the only one I needed. To be with you in a paradise, ya Rasulullah. What the Prophet ﷺ told him? قَالَ أَعِنِّي عَلَى نَفْسِكَ بِكَثْرَةِ السُّجُودِ. Help me with yourself to perform a lot of nafila. So in the nafila, actually will complete the fard in the day of the judgment. Is there anybody actually complete his fard in his life? Anybody complete his life? Will complete Sheikh Mustafa our fard? No. How many times actually we miss the Asr on time? How many times we miss the Zuhr? How many times we miss the Asr? How many times we sleep and we did not pray the Isha? So the Nafila and the Sunnah will complete your fard in the day of the judgment. So this is for the Salah. Let's for fasting. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الصيام جنة. Abu Huraira, Sahih Muslim. الصيام جنة. What? Fasting is shield. Fasting is shield, yes. Protection. For you, against actually the devils, against the evils, against everything, fasting. And the Salaf, we don't talk about Salafi. We talk about Salaf. Salaf mean the Sahaba and the ulama of al-Muslimin. That's called Salaf. We, all of us who are Salaf. Salaf because we follow the footsteps of the Sahaba, and say because the word of Salafi today is bothering the people today. I'm not a Salafi, ya akhi. Take it easy, ya akhi. You don't understand what is the meaning of Salaf. Salafi, it's mean to follow the footsteps of the Sahaba and the great ulama of this ummah. Now, they used to make it more than the Ramadan. They used to fast a lot. and some of the people still remain do the same thing, Monday and Thursday. Indeed, you fast more than Ramadan. When you have in your agenda all the time to fast Monday and Thursday, 13, 14, 15 from every Islamic calendar. That's another day. Day of Ashura, day of Arafah. Is that right or not? Day of Arafah, subhanAllah. 6 days in Shawwal after Ramadan, we follow it by six. Exactly, the Prophet ﷺ says, whoever fasts Ramadan and followed by 6 days from the month of Shawwal, like he fasted the whole year. Allahu Akbar. 1 month and 6 days. Allah put it in my book or recorded in my book that I'm fasting the whole year. Absolutely. The Prophet ﷺ, inshaAllah ta'ala. Time. People fast one day and break the second day. Siyam Dawood. So we fasting more than the month, inshaAllah ta'ala. Let's we go for Hajj. Al-Hajj, how many times you actually make Hajj? Obligation, fard. One, right? Time. Okay, how many Umrah? Okay. You do whatever, if you need to go every year to go for Umrah, you could do it, subhanAllah. So not only to stop in 1 year of Hajj, but you could perform a lot of Umrah, inshaAllah ta'ala. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al Umrah ila al Umrah, kaffaratun lima baynahuma. When you perform the Umrah and the second Umrah, Allah forgive in between. Allahu Akbar. Forgive all the year between. May ask Allah to provide us with Umrah, inshaAllah. Zakah. We don't pay only Zakah, only 2.5% a year, but we pay more than the Zakah, the Sadaqah. The charity, subhanAllah, al-Muslimun yatasaddaqoon the whole year. Not only zakah, you contribute as much as you could, because as-sadaqatu burhan is a great evidence for your faith in order, inshaAllah ta'ala, to go for the sadaqah, inshaAllah ta'ala. طيب. As-siyam, fasting. Fasting is not only to hold yourself from any exactly kind of anything which may lead you to be exactly to break your fast. Food and drink and desire. It's not only that. Fasting is fasting with your tongue too. Fasting during the month of Ramadan, people they thought, I am not eating, I am not drinking, I don't meet my wife during the fasting period. And in the meantime, actually his tongue, mashallah, reaches the Brooklyn Bridge. Very long tongue. Cursing this, get mad, get angry, and so on. So la, fasting is fasting, because fasting could be also fasting of talking. Maryam, Surah Maryam. What Maryam said? قالت عوز بلشري. قال in Surah Maryam, إني نذرت للرحمن صوما فلن أكلم اليوم إنسي. I vowed to Ar-Rahman, Allah, the Most Gracious, صوما, not to speak with the people, because if she speak, they all attack her. So she makes exactly fasting. Also, عَقُوتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. The fasting decreed also upon those who be before. My dear brothers, you have to understand, Islam for all the prophet and messenger, that was Islam. So whatever five pillars decreed upon the Muslim, Allah made it for the nation before us. Those who follow. They used to fast. Allah commanded them to fast. Allah commanded them to pay zakah, to pay charity. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala commanded them to perform hajj, to go to Bayt al-Maqdis. So the people actually before us, they were obligated to do the same thing like the Muslim, but different. You know, for exactly a Christian, you fasting? Yes, I fasting. So what you kind of fasting? Exactly, yeah. No, I drink water. Okay, what's that exactly? We fasting only from the dairy stuff, not to eat cheese, not to eat exactly milk, not to eat meat, not exactly, and this is exactly fasting for them. But alhamdulillah, Allah has chosen us to fast from the morning to up, no drink, no food, nothing, no desire. While if he fasting, he could meet his wife. He could stay with his bed, exactly in the bed with house for 10 hours. 10 hours in the bed. But for us, it's haram to meet your wife during the fasting period. You cannot actually go and have any sexual acts during the fasting period. What I need to say exactly, inshallah ta'ala, this is the introductions. We don't be complete in order. I just give you today the salat. When you go to the restaurant, what is the first thing they give it to you?
Appetizer.
Appetizer, salad. Consider what I give it to you today is a salad. But the heavy meal is coming, inshallah ta'ala. The biryani, exactly biryani and the samosa for Sheikh Mustafa is coming, inshallah. The heavy meal we're going to speak is just the beginning, inshallah. We have a lot of questions related to this area to remind ourselves, inshallah, before exactly the month of Ramadan, inshallah. We ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to help us to perform a fasting and the qiyamul layl and qira'atul Quran. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to forgive all our sins and forgive all the Muslim sins, inshallah. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to gather us together to with our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in hereafter in the highest level of Al-Jannah. Say Ameen. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to make all of us love each other for the cause of Allah. This meeting, because we love each other for cause. How we love each other? To sit down in the table of Ar-Rahman to learn the Islam, to learn our deen. That is the most important and successful way in your life, inshallah. To learn your deen, learn your religion. You cannot stay without learning. We ask Allah ta'ala to bless all of us and bless all the Muslims and give victory for our brother in Palestine. Jazakallah khaira. Subhanak alhamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum.
Assalamu alaykum. Allah fik ya sheikh. This is for him.